Gabriel Grubb, A Gothic Christmas Tale.
You say it's a Merry Christmas? Be forewarned, Christmas can be terrifying, especially if you don't believe.
It was Christmas Eve a long, long while ago.
A little before twilight, Gabriel Grubb grabbed his spade and lantern and headed toward the old churchyard.
The cheerful glow of warm fires and holiday mirth greeted him as he passed through town.
But it was all warm warmth and grief to him.
Ah, look, here comes that old coot, Gabriel Grubb.
Has there ever been anyone as sulky and ill mannered?
What do you expect? All that time among the tombstones, that had been enough to make anyone crazy.
Who says grave diggers have to be gloomy? I've known some right jolly ones in my day.
The townsfolk shout to Gabriel.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Grubb.
Say, what's an undertaker gonna do on Christmas Eve?
Who's gravy digging tonight?
Grubb returned a sullen growl.
At just that moment, out from the doorway sprung half a dozen curly-headed children.
Gabriel clutched the handle of his spade as if it were a club.
Yo, rotters! You won't be so cheerful when there's scarlet fever or whooping cough in the village. Ho, ho!
Then he turned down the dark lane that led to the church.
Only to hear another small child, this one, roaring out some jolly song about a Merry Christmas.
Deck the halls with bells of holly, fa la 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 la.
What's this?
Gabriel waited in the shadows.
'Tis the season to be.
Then left.
Why that infernal racket?
He wrapped the child with his lantern. The girl ran away, clutching her head.
Ha! She's singing a different tune now.
Gabriel chuckled to himself, then continued towards the cemetery.
Once there, he locked the gate behind him and began to dig.
A few hours later, his work finished, Gabriel looked into the pit with grim satisfaction.
He spat into the hole.
A stone at a head, a stone at a feet, a rich, juicy meal for the worms to eat.
Taking a swig from his bottle, he sat himself down on a flat tombstone and laughed.
Ho, ho, a coffin at Christmas, a Christmas fox, ho, ho, ho.
Suddenly, another voice rang out.
Ho, ho, ho.
Gabriel paused, alarmed.
He glanced about the graves and stone carvings.
But all was silent.
'Twas just the echoes.
No, it wasn't.
Gabriel stared at the ball he held in his hand.
Me mind playing tricks.
No, it isn't.
He stood bolt upright. Slowly, he turned his head.
Seated on a headstone close by, his tongue hanging out with a silly grin on his face, was a most hideous goblin.
Told you there weren't no echo.
Grubb was paralyzed.
The goblin laughed.
So what are you doing here on Christmas Eve?
Gabriel stammered his reply.
I come to dig a grave, sir.
Pish posh, what man wanders among graves on such a night as this?
Before Gabriel could answer, a chorus of eerie voices enveloped the churchyard.
Gabriel looked fearfully around, but nothing was to be seen.
What do you got in that bottle?
Just a little something to warm me up.
Pish posh, who drinks alone in a church on such a night as this? And who then is our fair and lawful prize?
The goblin leered maliciously. There came a mysterious blast from the old church organ.
Well, Gabriel, what do you say to this?
Half dead with fright, the sexton gasped for breath.
It's very curious, sir. Very curious. But I think I'll go back and finish my work if you please.
Work? What work?
The grave, sir. Marking the grave.
Oh, the grave, eh? Who takes pleasure in marking graves at a time when all men are merry?
Gabriel! Gabriel!
your friends want you, Gabriel?
Under favor, sir. They don't even know me.
Oh, yes, they do. We know the man with the sulky face and the grim scowl that came down the street tonight, throwing his evil look at the children.
Gabriel Brown!
We know the man who walloped a child only because a child could be married when he could not.
I'm afraid I must leave you, sir.
Here the goblin raised a loud, shrill laugh, threw his legs in the air, and with extraordinary agility, landed a somersault right at Gabriel's feet.
Leave us, Gabriel, brother, leave us! Ho, ho, ho!
As the goblin laughed, the windows of the old church suddenly glowed, and the organ roared in it.
And a whole troop of goblins poured into the churchyard.
Faster and faster played the organ as the goblins leapt over the tombstones, laughing and gurgling and wagging their heads.
Gabriel's brain whirled. He stared into the graves he'd so recently dug.
And watch the sinewy hand of the goblin king reach up from the pit and pull him in!
No!
Gabriel awoke in a large cavern. It resembled a courtroom.
Over his right shoulder, a tarred large stone sat the goblin king, who now wore a black robe and a ridiculous white wig.
While across the room, dozens of officious-looking goblins filled a jury box.
In quick succession, there came a series of questions and commands to which horror-stricken Sexton could make little sense.
Gabriel Grubb, you stand accused. How do you plead?
Accused of what, sir? I don't understand.
Mr. Prosecutor, you may begin your questioning.
I call my first witness.
The goblin bailiff repeated the call.
The court calls the first witness. A small grayish imp leapfrogged out of the shadows and raised his skeletal right arm.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. You were on the old church road on the night of Christmas Eve, correct?
Tis true.
And what did you see there?
I saw a young child trotting along on the way to a party. It was my miserable business. Twist on a jotty tune.
And then what happened?
I saw a man run from the shadows and wrap her on the side of the head.
Loud murmurs rose from the jury. The organ blared. The judge whacked his gavel.
And is this man here in the courtroom now?
The imp suddenly flipped a cartwheel and landed directly in front of Gabriel.
Twas him! Twas Gabriel Grubbs!
Mr. Grubb, do you wish to speak in your defense?
Why, yes. I do, Your Honor, sir.
Very well.
I call Gabriel Grubb to the stand.
Gabriel Grubb to the stand.
Mr. Grubb, last Christmas you dug a grave for a small girl who had died unexpectedly. Did you not?
I did.
And while her father wept over her coffin, what did you do?
I stood in the shadows, sir.
You stood in the shadows in what?
Here the goblin prosecutor leaned close to Gabriel and spoke in a hiss.
What more did you do, Mr. Grubb?
I laughed.
You took pleasure in the suffering of others and on Christmas? Isn't this how you always behave, Mr. Grubb? Nothing further, Your Honor. The prosecution rests.
Here the goblin flopped on the floor as if ready for a nap.
The jury howled, followed by another flash of the organ. The judge banged his gavel.
Order in the court. Attorney for the defense, you may call your witness.
The defense rests, Your Honor.
Gravedigger, is there anything you wish to say before sentencing?
Yes, Your Honor, there is.
I object.
Objection sustained.
This drew a chorus of hoots from the jury box.
Jury, do you have a verdict?
Your Honor, we find the defendant.
You miserable man, the jury has found you guilty of being lugubrious and morose, of bearing ill will toward man, and of failing to honor Christmas in your heart. Bailiff, take him away.
The organ blared, the goblin tackled.
Again, Gabriel's brain whirled.
And as the goblins swarmed, he fell over in a dead faint.
On Christmas morning, the Reverend found Gabriel's belongings strewn about the churchyard near the freshly dug grave.
He immediately summoned the villagers.
See here, it's his spade.
And over here, his lantern. And there's his hat. Ah, but look, there's an empty bottle. I'd say old Gabriel Grubb had a bit too much to drink and probably just wandered off. An old gypsy woman stepped from the shadows and spoke in low tones.
We all know the legends. Those who don't believe in the Christmas spirit are sometimes whisked away on the back of a ghost horse.
She pointed to the church roof.
See there? The weathercock's been broken in half. The goblin horse kicked it as it flew away, no doubt with old Gabriel screaming for mercy.
That's just a bit of superstition. Old Grub will turn up. You wait and see.
But the seasons came and went with nary a sign of the ill-humored sexton.
Leaving the villagers to forever speculate about his fate.
So if ever you feel tempted to despise the holidays,
just remember the tale of Gabriel Grub.
And be sure to have a Merry Christmas.
I'm Trinity and I play as the Goblin King.
I'm Morgan and I play Narrator One.
I'm Elizabeth and I play Gabriel Grubb.
I'm Olivia and I play the Witness.
I'm Caitlin and I play the Singing Child.
I'm Samantha and I play the Gypsy.
I'm Jeremiah and I play a Goblin.
I'm Daniel and I play Goblin.
I'm Lily and I play Maud.
I'm Kylie and I play as a Goblin.
I'm Christine and I play Rowena.
I'm Drew and I play Standridge.
I'm Tucker and I play a Mare.
I'm Logan and I play Narrator 3.
I'm Ryan and I play as the Bailiff and Reverend Pike.
I'm Kendra and I play as Narrator 2.
I'm Kira and I play as the Goblin Defense Attorney.
I'm Jordan and I play as the Goblin Prosecutor.